Town 102, 17 minutes to 10. Good morning if you just switched on. Right in time is Nick Pandolfi, Town Breakfast. When it comes to TV legends, they don't really come much bigger than this. I remember, maybe you do as well, back in the late 1970s when he first burst onto our screens, literally through walls, with a brilliant Henry McGee. There was the Honey Monster. And I'm delighted to say that the end of a phone, the Honey Monster is waiting to talk to us. Honey Monster, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Nick. How are you doing today?
I'm really well. How has your life been since you first appeared on our TV screens back in the late 1970s? You've been very busy, haven't you?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I've had a great time. Back in the 80s, I was the Sugar Puff Daddy.
And now, of course, there are videos of you on YouTube. We can track your history. One question that we wanted to put to you, because a lot of people are talking today about the two pandas in Scotland who, fingers crossed, are going to get jiggy, and maybe some baby pandas will arrive. Has there ever been much love in the Honey Monster's life? Is there someone special?
Well, I've had a couple of flirtatious things going on, but nobody has quite fallen in love with me, which is a shame.
Do you think it's your fame and fortune that perhaps puts some female honey monsters off? Do you think that's what it is?
Well, maybe.
They
all love Sugar Puffs.
Yeah, they all, exactly. As long as they love Sugar Puffs, that's the relationship's going to go somewhere, isn't it? Exactly, Honey Monster. Tell us, how do you deal with your fame? Because I'm imagining if you want a day off, if you just want a walk in the park, or you just want a day off from being the Honey Monster, is it pretty hard? Your public always want a bit of you, don't they?
Well, I find if I just put on sunglasses, nobody really recognizes me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get away with it.